Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Today on CityCast Houston, get your eating pants on because it's time to take a bite out of Houston Black Restaurant Week. From upscale restaurants to Caribbean and African picks that you need to try ASAP, I'm getting the best recommendations from Black Restaurant Week's managing partner, Fallon Farrell, and RC Simmons, the founder and executive chef at Park Place Steakhouse. It's Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Raheel Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Fallon, RC, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are y'all doing this morning?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about you, Fallon?
I'm doing well.
Now, I'm going to start with a hard question because Houston always ranks as one of the better places for Black entrepreneurs and businesses in America. And there's so many awesome businesses around here. So give me a Black-owned business that you love to support. It doesn't have to be a restaurant, okay? Any Black-owned business that you love and you want to recommend. Let's start with you, Fallon.
I'll shout out a bookstore, Kindred Stories, out in Third Ward near Project Row House. Beautiful books and things like that. And then the second one, I know I only get one, but let me squeeze in another one.
Now, go ahead.
Okay. Let's do Houston. So he does bike tours throughout Third Ward. I just think it's a cool concept. He has all these different themes. He'll do like a bounce night and play a bunch of New Orleans bounce music, or, you know, he'll do artist versus artist. But it's a really cool way to kind of just ride through Third Ward and get a feel of the Houston community.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to do that tour. You sold me on that one, especially the artist versus artist. I like that. Let's get that going. How about you, RC?
Oh, man. I'm going to pull a Fallon here. First, a Black bookstore in Katy. It's called Brown Sugar Cafe. Amazing place. I mean, just the entire diaspora of Black authors. Get us some coffee, some teas, and good stuff over there. And then if I could pick a second one, it's probably one of my favorite restaurants to eat at other than my own. It's called A Little Taste of the South in Katy. Just authentic New Orleans food and just amazing.
That sounds great. And yeah, we're going to get a lot of recommendations. So this is going to be great. And I know our listeners are going to be like, wait, can I pause the podcast and go eat real quick and then resume it? You totally can. Okay, so it's all good. Before we get to those recommendations, Fallon, I want to start with you. This is the 9th annual Black Restaurant Week in Houston. Can you tell me why this week was started and your mission?
Right. Houston is a great culinary scene. And years ago, what we realized was a lot of businesses in our community weren't really being featured in a lot of the major food festivals or the major restaurant weeks. And it really was just because they didn't have the business model to match. If you think of the traditional restaurant week, you're doing three course, two course prefix menus. But we have like cafeteria style soul food restaurants, or we have food trucks or bakeries. And so we wanted to create a platform that was all inclusive to showcase what they were bringing to the culinary conversation. We had 20 businesses starting out participating in our restaurant week. Now, in our 9th year, we have around 130.
Wow.
So it just shows A, how much the Houston culinary community has grown, and then just B, you know, just how important this project is needed.
Yeah, it really is. And that's kind of the weird thing about Houston, right? Like, we celebrate our diversity, and there's so many different cultures here and backgrounds and restaurants that feature these places, but almost everyone gets lost in it because it's so big. So it's like a catch-22.
Correct. Literally all over the city, right? You know, when you start adding in the lands, as the last mayor would call it, you know, your Pearlands, your Sugarlands, the Katies, Missouri cities, there is just so much coming to the conversation from a culinary space. And so I think that's really what's unique about Black Restaurant Week. Every year I get to try a new restaurant, and I essentially add it to my list of places to stop by throughout the year, which, you know, kind of coins our tagline, more than just a week.
That is so cool. I want your job eating at a great black owned restaurant every single week for research, right? You just go, it's research. I have to do it for work. I have to. That sounds like a delight right there. RC, how long have you been participating?
This is our third year.
That's cool. How's it been so far?
Freaking amazing. It's been amazing. Again, like Fallon said, it's not often that you get someone to advocate for black owned restaurants. It's an outlier. You know, it just doesn't happen in most places. And to get an organization like Black Restaurants Week to come and advocate and to put a bunch of these black restaurants together, and not just that, but assist. It's not just the, hey, figure it out kind of thing. It's okay, do ABC, try this. Have you done this? Let's help you promote. Let's help you get these marketing strategies together. And that just doesn't happen. And we're totally grateful for it. All the other restaurant owners that I know and speak to about Black Restaurant Week, they love it.
Yeah. And it's not just Houston, right? You also have Beaumont covered in this as well. So you're getting a lot of different customers from across our region, not just our city, our region. Is that true, RC? Like, are you seeing the uptick in customers and the variety of customers as well during this week?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, Katy is a very family-oriented community, very family oriented, high middle income people. And it's way on the west side of Houston. So a lot of people really don't travel to Katy to eat. But after Fallon and her team put us on with Deborah Duncan, I mean, you had people that came in and was like, hey, I want to see the guy that was on the news the other day. Wow. And it's just like, hey, we saw you on TikTok. We saw you in the news. This is why we're here. So yeah, it 100% works. And it's a no-brainer to not participate in something where you're going to not only be lifted up and coached, but, you know, and then to give back to the organization as well.
That is so amazing. And you mentioned you get a lot of help, right, in different aspects as well. And I'm curious, what are some of the challenges that you face, you know, in the Houston area as a black business owner, especially the restaurant scene? It's so tough. What are some of the challenges you face?
Oh, geez. The biggest, of course, is promotions. It's hard to reach your customer base, especially in a giant metroplex like Houston. And then even more so being in a suburb of Katy, where, I mean, our school district, we have 90,000 kids in Katy ISD. However, reaching families, you really have to be strategic with your marketing strategy, depending upon who you're trying to market to and what your target audience is. It may be through Instagram, maybe Facebook. Some people really don't engage online. So you may have to engage them in word of mouth and person to person, street teams, handing out flyers. You have to be dynamic and you have to be willing to get out there and do it. I'm definitely, my brother Rod and I are co-owners, and we're definitely those managers and those owners that have no problem with being out there with our teams. We're participating leadership style. We're both Army vets. So just putting people out there and saying, hey, you know, go do ABC and let's hope for the best. No, absolutely not. We're down there. We're pounding the ground. We're out there with our teams. We mop, we sweep, we clean toilets. And that's another big challenge that a lot of business owners, they think that they're above the fray and don't have to do anything. And that's why there's a lot of turnover. I mean, right now, our attrition rate is 8% across all of our businesses. And I thank God every day for that.
Fallon, are those similar challenges that other restaurants are facing as well that you're working with?
Yeah, labor is honestly the biggest challenge. He hit it on the head. We've literally had restaurants in other cities who haven't participated because they didn't have the staff. You know, and the restaurant owner is just like, I'm literally in the restaurant 24/7. Like, I can't afford to take on an influx of customers because I don't have the staff to tend to them. So I would say that's probably the biggest challenge that's happening just in the industry is the labor shortage. And, you know, coupling that with inflation, the increase of costs for employees, right? Certain states are doing the $20 minimum wages. So we've heard a lot about human resources being the biggest challenge. And a lot of small business owners struggle with marketing. It's a foreign concept to them. They understand the importance of it, but I think they get overwhelmed with where to start. And, you know, so we've seen that as well. And like you said, just creating templates and things just for them to easily kind of start the process and get comfortable in marketing is really what Black Restaurant Week is here to do. And then we have a nonprofit organization called Feed the Soul Foundation, and that helps from the business development side, teaching restaurants things such as human resources, signing the right commercial real estate lease. It is so much that goes into owning a restaurant. We're highly respected to our restaurant owners of the challenges that they face. I think people don't understand how challenging restaurant ownership is with such a slim profit margin. And so, you know, our hats go off to them for just waking up every day and like pushing forward to serve the community.
Yeah, truly. They're doing some great work. And even, you know, with all the challenges, as you mentioned, they're still serving the community. They're still being part of the community. And that is so beautiful. So I love that there's so many resources that y'all are providing. Let's get to some recommendations. And before we get to that, Fallon, explain Black Restaurant Week to me. Like, are there discounts? Are there prefix menus? How does this work?
Right. So if you visit our website, Black Restaurant Weeks, and click on Houston Restaurant Weeks, you will, the website will kind of pull up all of the participating restaurants. And on the front of their listing, you'll see a little red button that says menu. Those are the restaurants that have submitted specials for the week. So everything from, you know, prefix menus, RC, they have a great $55 3-course special menu that they're featuring. But we also have restaurants like Comfort Foodies or like Houston, This Is It. They have like smothered chicken or smothered pork chops, right? So long story short, it's a price point for everyone. We have ice cream shops doing like ice cream flights out in the Woodlands. We have a vegan restaurant that's doing a vegan pizza and it's shaped in like a heart, you know? So, oh, I mean, cool. It's really interesting. And like I said, front row, we get to just sit and watch all the magic happens. Kraft Burger out in Finn Hall downtown. He has the oxtail burger that he's featuring for the week. So, I mean, it's so much great food being offered. And so we definitely encourage everyone to visit our website and just spend about 10 minutes clicking through everything and seeing, you know, what you want to eat for the week.
Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in Downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. As you mentioned, there's just so many great options out there. So let's start with an overlooked restaurant that needs more attention, a hidden gem that our listeners need to try. RC, anything come to mind?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I got a couple. So if I'm going south and kind of north, so we'll do Mickey's and Esther's. Two of my favorite places. My fiance would kill me because she's been trying to get me to eat right, and I'm just not going to do it unless she's home. And then coming on the Katy side, again, it's a little taste of the South over there by the Katy Mills area. Those are like my hidden gems. Oh, gosh. And then, of course, Aunt Bill's Soul Food in Katy as well. Jeez Louise. I mean, just sit there, listen to some live music and just eat your heart away, like into a food coma where you're trying to ask the server for a pillow.
Wow. I'll be honest. I didn't know Katy had it like that with the soul food scene. That is amazing.
Aunt Bill's is,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fallon, how about you? A hidden gem that stands out for you?
Yeah, so I get asked a lot, what are my favorite restaurants? I always notice which restaurants I go to after restaurant week. And so first would be Dandelion Cafe out in Bel Air. Just a great, fresh breakfast food. I think he even makes like his buttermilk from scratch for the pancakes. Like the sausage is made from scratch. It's a great, delicious restaurant. One that I have been dying to get to is the Funnel Cake Place. You know, funnel cakes aren't just for the rodeo.
Oh my God, yes.
So they have everything from like fried Oreos. And I'm just like, I won't tell my personal trainer, but definitely that is like on my list of places to visit. Yes. And we recently just finished a brunch in Cypress at Comfort Foodies, which is a Dominican soul food restaurant. A beautiful family. They have everything from like oxtail empanadas, great collard greens and things like that. Like everyone's saying, you could literally just eat your way through Houston. It doesn't matter which, you know, neighborhood you're in, there is a restaurant there to serve you. And I think for us, as we've done Black Restaurant Week all over the country, we always mention Houston as like one of the top cities that we do Black Restaurant Week in, because the food is so diverse, it's so expressive. And I don't think we understand how blessed we are to live in a city that is really able to support small businesses. There are other cities that literally, due to commercial real estate costs, just due to the way the city is set up, like you don't get to have this much small food businesses that you can run out to support. So definitely take advantage of that, because you don't see it in every city that you go to.
For sure. One of my favorite things to take advantage of are the fancy restaurants, right? Because you can get a 3-course meal that is outstanding at an upscale restaurant. So RC, I'll start with you, and you can definitely pump up your own place for this one. Give me an upscale restaurant to try during Black Restaurant Weeks.
Well, definitely Park Place at the Boardwalk. It is the only Black-owned steakhouse in Katy. Very proud of that. Very boutique steakhouse. We pride ourselves on touching every single table and every customer that walks in there. I'm also the executive chef there. So as I'm walking out, I'm asking people how their food's tasting. And if it's not to their liking, I'll go back in and I'll make it myself. And then Kiss, of course, Warwick.
Oh, yeah.
So some of my favorite upscale spots, like just amazing. So I'm definitely here for it. Yeah, out in Katy. Definitely Park Place at the Boardwalk. Like I said, Kiss, one of my favorite. I remember when they first opened. Oh my gosh. Like I was there at least twice a week. Like,
oh my gosh.
I keep driving all the way out here. But
it's that good.
It is. Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, look, and I love that you're offering the warm butter cake on your menu for Black Restaurant Week. So I love that.
Yeah. And that's on my normal menu too. But it's probably my biggest seller of my desserts. That and my spicy jerk lamb chops.
Ooh. Okay. Sold.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Come on Thursday. That's $3 lamb chop day.
Okay. Not bad. Fallon, how about you? Give me an upscale restaurant.
You definitely have to go with the old tried and true, which would be Davis Street with Chef Mark Holly. Just a staple, outstanding chef that's been in the culinary community for years. A beautiful restaurant, you know, great wine service. So definitely one to check out. I have to give a shout out to Chef Williams with Lucille's, a tried and true restaurant that everyone does like to visit. And kind of as you mentioned, I mean, we are starting to see an uptick in the more fine dining space. And so we have a lot of private chefs that participate. So even if you want to bring this culinary experience to your home, you could definitely visit our website, such as Sophisticated Delights, you know, Just Chef Expressions or things like that. But there are actually some caterers and chefs that are on our website. So as we have graduation season and Mother's Day and all these holidays coming up, if you want to bring that kind of like upper echelon fine dining establishment to your house,
that is cool.
You could definitely hit up one of our chefs.
Okay, that sounds amazing, having such a high-end chef come to your graduation party or an anniversary dinner, whatever it may be. That is awesome. Let's go on the opposite side. Give me a food truck. And I know food trucks are a little bit more relaxed, but the quality of food is just as good. Give me a food truck to try.
Okay, Queen Berea Tacos. She has you know, shrimp tacos, I think beef and chicken, definitely full of flavor and just something that I think is a little unique for the Black community.
Cool. How about you, RC?
Casa Cuba out here in Katy. I just eat any and everything out there, especially the mame shakes. It's, again, yeah, just put myself into a food coma for no reason.
Oh, that sounds so good. Let's dive into the other side of Black culture, which spans into things like Caribbean food, which stems from places like Jamaica, the Dominican, and so many other places. Do we have recs on the list for people who want a taste of the island and might be using this time to go explore some of these restaurants? Fallon?
Yeah, Jamaica Pond Road. Out in Acres Home. They have a oxtail cheesesteak that went viral on TikTok, but also have some like jerk chicken egg rolls. I mean, you know, the great, some great Caribbean food.
That sounds delicious. How about you, RC?
Tropical Diner on Fry Road and on Katy Cypress border.
I think an underrated part of our community, which is growing so much in the suburbs especially, are the African restaurants. And I'm talking about Ethiopian, Nigerian. There's so many good places that kind of get overlooked on the national scale, right? Like, we know locally there's a lot. Give me some places to try out. RC, do you have one to kick us off?
Absolutely. So I was raised in an Eritrean household. Eritrea is the country that split off from Ethiopia. So my favorite Eritrean Ethiopian restaurant here would have to be Blue Nile. I mean, just amazing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Blue Nile is up there. Yes.
Try the Dodo Wat.
How about you, Fallon?
So Chop and Block, located in Post downtown, I think it's a great introduction to West African Nigerian food. They have the rice bowls, great smoky flavors. It's a fast casual restaurant. And shout outs to him. He was like a semifinalist recently for the James Beard Awards. So, you know, definitely a restaurant to kind of check out if you want an introduction into West African food.
Yeah, I had them recently, and you're right. It's just like the perfect introduction, and they're so creative with their menus, so definitely check them out. Let's go to our neighbors to Louisiana. Give me a Creole fix that we have to try. Like, what do we got here? I know there's so many options, but give me some good ones. RC, what are you thinking?
Oh, geez. Well, you already know my favorite, A Little Taste of the South. But, geez, I mean, there's so many different ones. You got Seven Spice Cajun. There's just so many, but probably if I had to go, I would go with Chef Willie Holmes, and he just cooks just so much. Chef Willie would come out, either him or Chef Mo Russell, who's actually from that side of the world too, and they come out just when I don't feel like cooking. I'm like, hey, Chef, can you come and give me some catfish atchafalaya or hook it up, and they go for it.
That's a privilege right there. That's cool. How about you, Fal?
Creole Kitchen and Daiquiris. And so they're out not too far from NRG Astrodome area. There's also another place down the street, LA Burgers and Daiquiris. Yeah. But Wing Quarter, they have some great Creole food too. So definitely if you hit that Third Ward area, you could get some great Creole restaurants.
Okay, final one. Everyone knows this on the podcast. My sweet tooth is legendary. I need that dessert fix. So give me something good here. Where am I going for dessert, RC?
Guzzle cakes.
Yes.
Like get your guzzle cakes.
Oh man. The problem with that place is you have to get like 9 things because everything's good.
Everything. And everything. Honestly, I had to hide all because my fiance is not going to go upstairs to the fridge where my bar is. So I hide all my sweet stuff in that fridge. So yeah.
And they make it so accessible, right? By putting in the jars and you're just like, man,
it's just horrible. Like it's the devil, but I love it. I can't stop.
That place is outstanding. How about you, Fallon?
So I'm going to shout out Jarology. We had our culinary showcase last year at Shell Stadium, and she won for best sweets. Great story of a young upcoming chef just graduated from Texas Southern University. But she does these little jar desserts called Jarology. So definitely check her out.
That sounds outstanding. And all of these places sound like the best place we need to go check out right now. So it's going to be a lot of eating here in the upcoming days. And again, it runs until April 14th. But even afterwards, go support these great businesses because they're doing some great work and they're part of the community and they need our support. So awesome, awesome stuff. RC, Fallon, thank you so much for joining us. And good eating out there and good luck not, you know, overeating, because I am definitely going to be overeating here soon.
Yeah, no. And just one last shout out. We are doing some events as well. We have happy hours going on. RC is hosting our community dinner on this Friday, where a portion of proceeds is going to our nonprofit foundation. So you get to taste his 3-course menu and do some good for the community. We have the bike ride I mentioned. We are doing one with a burger pop-up. So definitely check out our website to see all of the events and, you know, look forward to kind of meeting everyone out at the restaurants.
That was Fallon Farrell and RC Simmons. You can find the entire list of recommendations in our show notes. And while you're there, you can check out Black Restaurant Week's website for even more recommendations. Did we leave one of your favorite Black-owned restaurants off this list? Well, send us that recommendation on Instagram at CityCastHouston. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.
they have a oxtail cheesecake that went cheesesteak that went viral on TikTok.
Oh, I was gonna say.
I know.
Cheesecake.
They have an oxtail cheesesteak that went viral on TikTok.